Hey, let's go. So, the last time we learned, we spoke about how for the Rambam, Talmidei Chachamim, Chachamim Yisrael doesn't have to be, or traditionally even wasn't, people who are full-time rabbis. The idea is that people had a job, and they were still Osek B'Torah, B'Yom U'B'Layla, and these are the Ma'atikei Hashemua. Then the Rambam writes, "Achayim l'shalish es zman l'midasel." Then you have to divide your learning into three parts: shlish b'torah shebiksav, shlish b'torah shebaalpeh, and shlish yovin v'yasko achras davar mereshiso v'yotzi davar midavar v'damer ladavar ladavar v'yovin b'midos shatir nitreshes behen achiyda heichu ikar hamidos v'heich yotzi ha'osar v'hamutar u'kiyotzi behen mizon shalom and piashvua. In other words, the Rambam is telling us that you have to divide up your learning into three parts. Part one, you learn Torah Shebiksav. Part two, you learn Torah Shebaalpeh. And part three, you analyze and you try to construct how they arrived at the halachos based on the midos, shatar, and nidreshes, and that's called Gemara. So it seems to me when I read the Rambam, a few ha'aros. The Gemara writes that la'olam yishalish adam shenosav, that you should divide up your years in learning. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam writes, divide up zman limudo. The time that you learn should be divided into three parts. Then the Rambam actually writes later on, but that's only before you mamish a master type. Right? Once you know Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaalpeh well, so your main focus should be Gemara. So it would seem as follows. My understanding of the Rambam is azoi. You know, everyone in yeshivas talks about to what extent should we learn b'kiyus, to what extent should we learn b'iyun. Now, isn't this like a big topic of conversation? So nir lafi in the estate, that's exactly what the Rambam is getting at. And I think what the Rambam is stressing is that two-thirds of your learning should be b'kiyus type learning. When you learn Tanakh, Torah Shebiksav, and one third of your learning of Torah Shebaalpeh should just be to know the stuff, right? That's called Bikiyas. One third of the time you should do Iyun, but two thirds Tanakh and Torah Shebaalpeh is Bikiyas. It seems to me, and the Rambam is saying that this is the beginning of your learning. Later on, when you're more mature, so then you should focus on Iyun more. It seems to me, and Nerulofi and Neistaiti, that we make a mistake when we teach Iyun to younger kids. Younger kids meaning high school for sure. I would argue even Shana Aleph and Shana Bet, we should, and probably even your first year or two in YU, we should not be doing Iyun with guys. Again, we should be doing quicker Iyun, getting Shitos, but like, to be mefalpeil that there are three different ways of understanding the Baal Hamor as opposed to the Ramban, I think really confuses guys. And I think what the Rambam is telling me is that Gemara is supposed to be only one third of the time. Zosimras, we should learn Iyun, but Iyun is not supposed to be the Iker Limud. Right? Later on in our learning experience, we should do more Iyun. Rebuttal.
I'm just curious, what are we learning in this shir?
In this shir, I would argue that we are actually doing a Bikiyus type of learning, la halacha la maisa. In other words, my hope is at the end of this semester, we will have a good working knowledge of the majority of the malachos.
So you call this more Bikiyus?
Yes. I am not spending a lot of time analyzing the differences in the various Rishonim, right? We're not spending that much time on being Magadir, the Malachos in Lumdis. Most of what we're doing is to give you, I would call it a Lumdis, a scaffolding upon which to build the Dina. I think Lumdis is important insofar as it gives us structure to understand the halachos. I don't think we are doing real Iyun. In other words, compare this to what Rabbi Rosenzweig does, compare this to what Rabbi Shulman does, compare this to the majority, the overwhelming majority of Shurman YP. Again, we're moving slowly, but not because we're doing Iyya. We're moving slowly because Melachos of Shabbos require thorough knowledge of what to do.
So then does that mean that we should spend some of our time learning Mishnah and Tanakh?
Yes. Again, I think to some extent that's what... I think to some extent Night Seder should be that. Shabbosos should be that. Again, it seems to me that like guys can be productive with a full morning Seder, doing the Makoros and getting to know the Dinim as best as we can. But I do think that we have, again, I'm not sure where, when the Rambam says there's a difference between Tchilas Limudo and later on, I'm not sure where you guys fall. Here's the problem. Modern Orthodox high schools don't do as good of a job at, as they should in terms of giving real Torah information. Most guys really begin to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Is that a fair statement?
I'm not sure you mean by learning.
Base measures time, sitting with a chavrus in a productive way. Do guys do that in high school? MTA DRS, let's go. Best schools out there. Seriously.
It can happen sometimes. Like in Manasalam Prairie, we had a Chavrusa style.
Does it happen most of the time?
No. In that 1 year, yes. In the other times, no.
Okay. But when you get to Eretz Yisrael, I think that's when you begin to realize how you can be productive during Seder. Is that a fair statement? What did you gain? If I ask you, what did you gain in Talmud Torah from Eretz Yisrael that you didn't have beforehand? What was your main uftoy, the main accomplishment?
For me, it's more comfort reading Gemara, learning Torah.
Okay. And then spending more time at it.
And being able to do it better.
Okay. Skills. What do you tie now?
The first measure of high school. I think everybody was pretty much right. It's very limited.
Again, I'm a big fan of Bakiyas in high school. And I started this nationwide Bakiyas program. I believe in this. I think it's gewaldic. We have 500 kids across the country doing it. We should have double that amount.
If everyone wasn't teaching Malachos,
the Gemara Shir that I give in Stern, which is only twice a week, here it's five times a week, we're up to Daf Hei.
It's faster than us.
What?
It's way faster.
Right, but again, Shabbos happens to go slower. One of the reasons I'm nervous about Malachos is I don't know how to keep a clip. One of the reasons I'm nervous about Bishul, excuse me, is also the Gemara is hard and maintaining a pace is going to be difficult. And if you don't maintain the pace, you don't like... Shabbos runs a risk because it's so lamaisa to chas v'shalom say something wrong. You could end up violating chiyuvei skila. It's dangerous, right? But if I'm teaching bavakama, I go much quicker. I think we don't emphasize bikiyas enough. And by Bikiyas, it doesn't mean just Gemara or just Gemara Rashi. I mean Bikiyas in the sense of what they call in yeshivas, like fast Iyun. So I know like there are three major shitas in the Sugya. Gevaldik, right? The Rambam has his Mahalach, the Ritva has his Mahalach, Rashi has his Mahalach. But I'm not going to sit there spending 5 hours trying to figure out exactly how the... Right? I think that's the basic goal.
So if you also believe that spending 2/3 of the time on
Bikiyas
type thing, why
do
we have...
When we're younger. Again, I'm not sure whether you guys count as younger or older. That's part of my suffix, but yeah.
Right, so
most morning Seders are not... most morning Seders that are real Iyun, why is it that they end up with an optional night Seder to make up for
the Bikiyas? That's a good kasha. How come yeshivas are structured in a way, not only in YU, but most yeshivas are structured in a way that is so much more Iyun than Bikiyas? So again, obviously they're assuming that guys are considered older, in the Rambam's structure. I don't know. I think Yeshla is stopping, and maybe there are differences within the YP Shiurim about precisely that Nakuda. Right?
And when you said older, does that mean that you have a working knowledge?
The lashon of the Rambam is Bamidvar Mamurim Bitchilas Limudo, Aval Kishi Yagdo Bachachma. So then you should focus only on Gemara, right, etc. Which means learn Mishnayis sometimes, and Chumash sometimes just so you don't forget. But the Ikar Limud should be Gemara when you're older. Azosh Deit Rambam.
So a lot of that, but then you know Tanakh cold, not that.
I mean, so the Rambam's lashon is that you know Tanakh cold. Kishe Yagdu B'chokhma V'lo Yehid Tzarech L'lumot Torah Shebiksav V'lo Lasek B'Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, I'm not sure exactly what that means, because my guess is that most Rosh Yeshiva in this world don't know Torah Shebiksav well. Again, I'm not within YU. Maybe it's a little different, because YU has a different definition of Rosh Yeshiva. But my guess is in the rest of the world, even how many Rosh Yeshiva do you think know Sefer Daniel? Hey, we'll leave it like that. But I don't think Torah Shebiksav is known. I think that's a real problem. Like, people never learn it. YU in some ways is better, in some ways it's worse. That's like a sheer lunch topic already. Hanir Lofiyani is stating that Bekiyus has more of a role than Iyun, certainly Betchilas Limudo. And I'm inclined, although it's not borrowed to me, I'm inclined that guys who are first, second year YU are still Betchilas Limudo, just because, unfortunately, high school doesn't count for much. Kach Ner Lofiyani is stating.